Hey, well, good morning. Good to be back on the broadcast this morning with you once again. Inviting you to church this morning, Sunday school at the Mountain View here where we're members at 10 o'clock and worship at 10:45. And we urge you to come be with us today, 5 o'clock also for the evening service. And then at 7 o'clock on Wednesday, we urge you to come and be in the house of God with us today. Good to be saved this morning. Good to be privileged to represent the Lord Jesus and tell some good news this morning about the Savior. Got some good news for you this morning. He's alive. Amen. He's not dead. He's alive. He said, I'm he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I'm alive forevermore. Used to be dead, but he's alive today. He said he had power to lay it down. He had power to take it again. He proved that and ascended back to heaven and sat down with his Father, and then one day coming back to get us. And someday the Lord's going to look over to Son and say, Son, it's time to go get your bride. Time to bring her home. We need to have a wedding. Amen. Thank God that's going to be a glorious day. When we get to see Jesus, I know that some of us will go sooner than the rapture. I know that. But I'm telling you, we'll all be there. That are saved by God's grace, we'll be born again believers. We'll be at the wedding, amen. There'll be some guests there, but I'm glad the believers will be there, amen, as a bride and the bridegroom. Thank God is Jesus. I praise God for that. Good to be saved this morning, and we want to send a program out to each one that are shut in. Hope it can be a blessing to you this morning. I know there's times that folks mention that they can't go to church, just not able to, and they mention how that the program is a blessing to them, and that's what we're here for, is to help the people of God, and then to point some precious sinner to the Lord Jesus that he might be saved by God's grace. Somebody out there is lost this morning. Somebody's without a Savior. Somebody's drifting on the sea of life without any hope, without any help, and without an anchor, and no joy, no satisfaction of sins forgiven. They're out there this morning. Somebody needs to be saved. And that's what we're here for this morning, to tell you that Jesus loves you. He wants to save you. If you'll just call upon him, and he'll answer. He said, I'll not leave you nor forsake you. And if you call upon him this morning, he will save you. Those that come unto me, he said, I'll no wise cast them out. We may cast folks out of our presence because we don't like them, but I'm telling you, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. It's not by works, not by water. Amen. It's not by money, but I'm telling you, it's by faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And we are exercised faith in the shed blood of Calvary, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Thank God. So it's good to be here this morning. Thank you for taking time out of tuning in today. Hope we can be a blessing and can be a help to your heart today. Father, as we bow in your presence, Lord, somebody out there needs a Savior. Somebody out there needs some help this morning. Somebody's suffering. Somebody's discouraged. Someone is down and out. Someone is disappointed. Someone's fearful. But, oh, God, I'm glad you can minister to those needs today. If there's a believer that's going through these things, I'm glad you said, I will not leave you. I will not forsake you. I'll go with you all the way, even to the end of the world. Sometimes, Lord, we know that we go through a storm, but you go through it with us. Sometimes you deliver us from a storm. That's great. But sometimes, Lord, we have to suffer through the storm. And there's your presence with us. You may be asleep on a pillow, but you are there. And you are there with us. And I thank you for that. I pray you bless every need, bless every request. Bless those, Lord, this morning that have needs in their life today. I pray that you comfort those and just have you willing way in the service. We'll bless you, praise you, and love you for all you do in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen this morning. All right, we're going to have some songs this morning. Hope it'll be a blessing to your heart today. And I tell you, you listen to this song, I'm glad we got a book. Amen. We got a book. It's not just a book. It's the book, the Word of God, infallible, inerrant Word of the living God, preserved for every generation. Amen. I got a King James Bible in front of me. I got them all in my study here. I don't know how many I've got, but they're all King James. I don't have anything else. I don't read anything else. I don't preach from anything else. I got King James. Amen. I believe it's God's infallible word for this generation. It's preserved and inerrant, and it's for us today and for sinners. And so anyway, this song will tell you something about the book. It's a wonderful book. Amen.
What light is that shining so brightly for me, that gives me such courage the right way to see? What hope for my trusting soul ever shall be? God's wonderful good divine. I love thee, oh God, thee, oh precious. And determined to keep traveling on. What sweet consolation on heaven's bright shore, God's wonderful work divine. And I love thee, oh, love thee, oh, precious, oh, Bible, the light on my pathways to shine. It keeps me so stand you on some treacherous shore. What compass will point you to heaven's bright goal? The God's wonderful work divine. I love thee, oh, love thee, oh, precious, oh, Lord, a light on thy pathway to shine. And it keeps me so happy, so happy, so happy, God's wonderful work divine. I love thee, oh, love thee, oh, precious, oh, Lord, a light on my pathway to shine. But it keeps me so happy, so happy, so happy, God's wonderful.
What a book. Amen. Thank God for the book this morning. Hope that was a blessing to you today. Amen. All right. We're going to have another song this morning.
There are things taking place in that home in the sky. Excitement is mounting as time's drawing nigh. The pearly gates glisten, the golden ready in glory to Christ.
Amen. I'm glad we'll be there. Thank God for that. That's a blessing this morning. All right. Take our Bibles. We're going to turn to the book of Hebrews chapter 13. Hebrews chapter 13 this morning. And try to bring some things that we feel like the Lord would have us to talk to you about today. I've been preaching on faith. I thank God for the faith. Amen. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, and it's evidence of things not seen. It's proof. Amen. Proof. And you can prove by faith. Amen. It's evidence. It's admissible in the court of God for evidence. And I'm thank God that's faith. And we're saved by grace through faith, that not of ourselves, but it's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. So folks go about crowing about how they obtain salvation, and you obtain it by faith. Amen. You don't work for it. You don't pay for it. You obtain it by faith. And believing on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. And thank God for that. Now, here in the book of Hebrews, chapter 13, we want to come this morning to a subject, of course, about faith, and take a look this morning out of some other things about the faith of God that we exercise because of our faith in Him. And we have a wonderful fellowship with the Lord, and I thank God for that. And so it's always a joy to be saved by God's grace, and to know the family of God is there for us and with us. And it's the fellowship of the faith. We have a fellowship of the faith and the Lord Jesus. So there's some things about this. Let's just take a look at the fellowship of faith this morning, Hebrews chapter 13. The Bible tells us very clearly here about the fellowship of faith. I'm glad there's some things that we enjoy because of our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible said, "Let brotherly love continue. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. Remember them that are in bonds and as bound with them, and them which suffer adversity as being yourselves also in the body. Marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled, but whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. Let your conversation be without covetousness. Be content with such things as ye have, for he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Be not carried away about with divers and strange doctrines, for it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace, not with meats, which have not profited them that have been corrupt, that have been occupied therein." And so I'm going to stop reading there. That's reading about 9 verses out of Hebrews chapter 13 this morning. I want to try to preach to you for a few minutes on the thought of the fellowship of faith. The fellowship of faith. Now, I'm glad I'm in a family this morning. I'm glad that I'm redeemed by grace through faith. I'm glad I'm a part of a church. Amen. And it goes further than the church. And it goes to other believers. Nobody, everybody can't be the same member of the same local assembly. But God's got churches scattered around that are still standing for the truth and contending for the faith. And the blessing of being with them is always an encouragement to our hearts today. And I want you to notice some things about the fellowship of faith. The fellowship of faith. Now, he starts off very clearly here. In verses 1, where the Bible said, "Let brotherly love continue." Now, that's fellowship with each other. Brotherly love. You've got to have somebody to love. If it's brotherly love, there's another brother involved, another sister involved. Those that are redeemed by the grace of God, let that love continue. Let it continue. It's not a passing thing. It's not a temporal thing, but we love the brethren. When God saved you by His grace, He put a love in your heart, to love the brethren. Everybody's not alike, and we know that, and I even love some people I don't like. But I'm telling you that brotherly love continue. And so that's a command of the Lord. It's to continue. We're to have brotherly. The fellowship of faith binds us together with others of like faith that believe and are born into the family of God. There's something there that connects with the people of God together with each other. And so the fellowship of faith is something that our faith produces. It's because of our faith. It's because of our faith. You'd be surprised how many less hypocrites there are in the church if you get saved. Amen. I'm telling you, there's the blessing of the fellowship of faith. We recognize the fact that we are not perfect, and you're not perfect, and I'm not perfect. I mean, we live in an imperfect world, and we'll never be perfect until we get that glorified body, because you and I are still dealing with the flesh today. And it's weak. Our faith is strong, but our flesh is weak. And so we are subject to fail. We're subject to falter. We're subject to sin. And that's the reason he got 1 John in the Bible when he tells us that he commands us. He points a finger to it and said, I command you not to sin. But if any man do sin, he has an advocate with the Father, and that's Jesus Christ the righteous. Why? What did he say do about that? Well, he said if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And so we've got the option of forgiveness. When we do fail, we do falter, we've got the option to get on our face before God, bow our hearts before him, and confess our sin. Admit to the fact that we're guilty. Amen. And ask him to forgive us, and he will, because he paid for us on the cross of Calvary. That blood still works on present sin. Amen. It cleanses us from past sins, and they're gone. But we got to have something to deal with the present sins in our life and the secret sins in our life. And so there's forgiveness. God gave us that. So let brotherly love continue. Continue in that love that God put in your heart. Is your love as strong for the brethren as it was the day that you got saved? Amen. It's a good test this morning. I'm telling you, there are some things that we're looking at there. But not only but let the brotherly love continue, but I want you to notice something else. The people we don't know, we're to love. Amen. The people that we just don't know, we're to love them this morning. What did he say in the second verse? Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unaware. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers. That's people we don't know. And we're to love them this morning. And we're to be open to the fact that we can entertain or help those that are strangers. You say, well, I'm afraid to do that. I'm afraid somebody take advantage of me. Always has, always will. There's always, but I'm telling you, you never know when it's an angel that you're being tested with to see how your action or reaction is to respond to the thing that you're facing with them. And so the fellowship of faith involves people that we just don't know. We just don't know. We know God knows them, but we don't. We can be fooled, but God can't be fooled. Amen. And God always takes care of those that loves the stranger. Amen. Don't forget to entertain strangers unaware. And so that's what he tells us, and it's because of our faith. For thereby some have entertained angels unaware. And so there's the presence of the testing of the believer about their faith and their love for the brethren. And we're to love those even that are strangers this morning. And so that's a fact of our faith. And the fact of our, so the fellowship of faith involves continuing in that love. And then the people that we don't know, we're all love them also. And so there's the fact, and God's people is the most generous people that I know in this world. Amen. They love the Lord. They love the brethren. They love those that are saved. Even love those that are not saved. Amen. There's the love of the brethren extends beyond the concept of those that's in the church. And so we're to love the sinner. Yeah, why should we do that? Because God loves the sinner. For God so loved the world. And he gave his only begotten son to forgive them of our sin. That included us. And so the love of God is there. The love of God is there, if you please. And so that thank God for the fellowship of the faith that's once delivered unto the saints of God. And so the people we don't know, we're to also love them also. Amen. And so the fact of the fellowship of the saints of God, and that there's the blessings of having that fellowship this morning. Amen. Thank God for faith. And then not only that, but I want you to notice not only people we don't know, then we're also to fellowship and love those that are persecuted, that are going through things that we're not going through with. And we're to love them. There's a definite need for love of the brethren to put an arm of comfort around those that are going through things that we're not faced with or may have been faced with or will be faced with. But I'm telling you, brother, the fellowship of the saints of God, the faith that we have is to those that are persecuted. He talked about that. In verses 3, remember them that are in bonds as bound with them. I remember them that are in bonds as bound with them. They're in bonds because of things that are happening to them. And some are going through dangers for their lives. And he said, you remember them as though you were going through the same thing. Amen. So we're to remember that because our believers, the fellowship of believers includes those that are saved just like we are. And there's times that things comes upon them. They need somebody to stand with them and somebody to put an arm around about them and to go through those things as if they were going through the same thing themselves. So remember them. And them which suffer adversity, as being yourselves also in the body, suffering adversity. I remember them, the Bible said, and them which are as being yourselves also in the body, just like it was you going through adversity, like they're going through with, and you're to fellowship and be sympathetic with them and pray for them and help them through the things that they're going through with. That's the duty of every believer this morning. Thank God for the blessings of grace upon our lives this morning. And so there's the fellowship of faith. Those that are persecuted, those that are being taken advantage of, those that are suffering because of their faith. And then I want you to notice the fellowship of faith includes also the purity of the practice of our faith. Amen. Verses 4, the Bible said, marriage is honorable and all, and the bed undefiled, that whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. And so what is it? The purity of the practice of our faith. After there's things that appear in the sight of God. And in this day which we live today, I know that there's a very small view of marriage and the purity of faith practiced within marriage. And there's the practice, of course, of dwelling together without marriage. And the Bible simply puts it this way in this verse, whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. And so we're to practice the purity of our faith. The Bible tells us, and that's the reason that it's very necessary for those to have a relationship to be married. Amen. Because the Bible said the bed is undefiled. Amen. That's what it said. The bed is undefiled. And it's honored through the purity of the practice of our faith in marriage. We're to marry our companions. And then there's the purity of our faith practice. And so that's not what the world's looking for today. The promiscuity of this world and the practice of this world today, the very small attitude of sex today, that, my friend, that is practiced in our society, it's just have no at all any concern about even being married. Brother, it's adultery, it's sin, amen, outside of marriage, it's sin. God's very clear about that, and we're forget about the Bible today and just doing what feels good and what they want to do, have not time to worry about what anybody thinks, and they're not ashamed of it today. They're not ashamed of it today. And by the way, when I say marriage, I'm talking about man and woman. Amen. Not man with man, not women with women, but man with woman. There's the practice of marriage, male and female. Man shall leave his father and mother and shall cleave unto his wife. Amen. And that wife is a female, and that husband is a male. Amen. And very, very, very plain to see and very easy to know. And the perverted thinking says otherwise. But it's perverted thinking today. Amen. That's in our society. Well, I see we're running out of time this morning. There's some things I was going to read concerning this. I'm going to have to do that next week. But I'm telling you, the fellowship of faith is a wonderful thing. We're saved by God's grace. We've got God's companion, God's children all around us. And we're saved by God's grace. We've got a church to go to where the Word of God is honored and the Word of God is practiced and the Lord is worshiped in spirit and in truth. And we've got a place to go this morning, and so get up this morning and make your way to the house of God and enjoy the blessings of a holy God this day, and God will bless you this morning. Amen. I'm telling you, there's a practice of faith, and we're to do that this morning. Thank God. Well, time's gone this morning. God bless you. It's our prayer until next Sunday. Amen.